AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Biden continues in Ukraine. In his nightly address, President Vladimir Zelensky says Russia's decision to mobilize up to 300,000 reservists is a frank admission its army has crumbled. At the Pentagon, Brigadier General Pat Ryder.
In many ways, this may address a manpower issue for Russia. What's not clear is whether or not it could significantly address the command and control, the logistics, the sustainment, and importantly, the morale issues.
Four Russian-controlled regions of Ukraine are planning voter referendums starting tomorrow on becoming part of Russia. Secretary of State Antony Blinken tells the UN Security Council they're a sham and should be rejected by all.
No Russian claim to annex territory can take away Ukraine's right to defend its own land.
Elsewhere at the UN, Iran's president said the death of a young woman in the custody of the country's morality police must be steadfastly investigated. It set off days of protest and clashes with police that have killed at least nine. President Biden today met with FEMA officials to check up on the response in Puerto Rico following Hurricane Fiona.
We're laser focused on what's happening to the people of Puerto Rico again.
More than 60% of the island is without power, a third without water. A judge has blocked Indiana's abortion ban a week after it took effect.
Owen County Judge Kelsey Hanlon issued a preliminary injunction against the ban. The injunction was sought by abortion clinic operators who argued in a lawsuit that the state constitution protects access to abortion. The ban was approved by Indiana's Republican-dominated legislature in August. It made Indiana the first state to enact tighter abortion restrictions since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in June. The order prohibits the state from enforcing the ban, pending a trial on the merits of the lawsuit. I'm Mike Hempen.
This is AP News. Prices are higher for many things these days, but Shelley Adler reports shoppers may see holiday deals popping up early.
Walmart and Target plan to begin offering deals and price matching offers earlier this year to keep up with Americans pressed by soaring inflation. They're also looking for ways to ease the potential sting of holiday shopping. With inflation that's hovering near four-decade highs, experts believe families may get an earlier start on shopping with hopes of avoiding even higher prices later. Alex Partners, the global consulting firm, forecasts that holiday sales will be up anywhere from 4 to 7%, far below last year's growth of 16%. I'm Shelley Adler.
We got some new numbers on mortgage rates today, and they're going up. Freddie Mac puts the average on a 30-year fixed at 6.29%, the highest since August 2007. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.